Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
The late, great Otis Redding bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And have a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, author of Reboot, also Liberty for All, and two different books that I'd encourage you to check out wherever books are sold. Finance.yahoo.com is the website. An outstanding columnist there for Yahoo Finance. Rick, thanks again for staying with us. What can we learn? Now, you're a New Yorker. You've been around Donald Trump. You've seen him over the years. What do you think his candidacy has taught us about ourselves?
Well, first, I wonder what it means that you'd call me a New Yorker. That's not a good thing out in the rest of the country. For the record, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and
I know. But you, how long you been in New York?
About 12 years.
Okay, after 10, you're officially a New Yorker.
Yeah. So I grew fish together. It's not Trump. It's Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders and some other things we're seeing.
Yeah.
And put it all together.
Those two are part of the same equation, aren't they?
That's right. Put it all together, and we have a form of capitalism that is not working for enough people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It clearly is working for the corporate. It's working for people who own stocks. It's working for people who live in prosperous coastal cities and some prosperous Midwestern cities. You know, we've always and have-nots, and I think what's happening now is there are more have-nots. It's getting more difficult to move from the one category into the other. Economic mobility is more difficult, and that is becoming a political issue. It's no longer just something, you know, people complain about here. I don't know if it's yet reaching what you might call critical mass, but we're seeing signs of this everywhere. I think the fact that the Obama administration had the fortitude, if you will, to pass these new rules, these corporate inversion rules that really clamp down on the kind of merger that corporations have been doing.
Another form of financial capitalism.
That's right. So on one hand, you know, the people think Washington goes too far with these kinds of regulations. But on the other hand, there is no sympathy anywhere in America for companies that merge with foreign so they can lower their tax bill in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is all this is all happening because our tax code stinks, and Congress has been able to fix it. Yet another thing, you know, another example where Congress isn't doing its job. But this just adds to the anger people feel, and it's getting to the point where it is starting to influence public policy. The question is, how far will it go? We're going to get a good sense of that, you know, elections, not just for the White House, but for Congress as well. Will anything change after the election?
Well,
I don't know.
And
as you know, Rick,
I've been writing about this and reporting on this, as you have, for 5 or 6 or 7 years now. And right after 08, watching what happened there, I've been that. And I'll tell you, this election is sort of the mushroom popping out of the fungus, right? You know, a mushroom is just the above ground part of the whole organism. What's the sentiment that's happening with Sanders and rejecting Clinton and basically the disintegration of the Republican Party in front of our very eyes. This is just a mushroom popping up from all this seething that's going on out here across the country. When you look ahead, let's say Clinton and Trump are the nominees.
Yeah.
Do you see an election where maybe the lowest turnout ever, because so many people on both sides just staying home? You see that happening?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think people are, you know, you get low turnout when things are going well and people have little to complain about. That is not the case.
But my point is the people who the Republicans who don't like Trump are not going to vote for Clinton. The I think there are more Democrats who vote for Trump then there'll be Republicans vote for Clinton. What do you think?
Well, it's not about Democrats and Republicans anymore. It's about independents.
Yeah, in the middle.
Which is more people affiliate with either party.
But they're going to hold their nose for both of them.
I think you're going to get a very large anti-Trump vote if Trump is the nominee.
You don't think there'll be a large anti-Clinton vote?
I think it'll be smaller.
Interesting.
And because of it, because that's what the independents. Because of the independents. You know, Democrats will vote Democrat.
So you're basically saying the country, the midpoint of the country politically, is left or center.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not sure that's true, but I think if you give them a choice between Trump and Clinton. Which is not necessarily
I'm gonna have to leave it at that. We'll remind you of that later on. Thanks, Rick.
We got another 6 months. Jim.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.